April 19th, 1990. Easter Thursday, Dr. Michael Hahn.
Never in a service that didn't begin with the processional. And I discovered that Baptists have a long way in this part of the world to go, because we cannot sing in process. It's just asking too much. We made a valiant attempt then, and I really appreciate it. It was twice as slow, but the mood was there. Very good. Our first three songs are from the east side of Africa. When you're in a situation where, first of all, you cannot afford hymnals, and in many cases, even if you could, many folks could not read from them, you have different forms of music. And so the form that often helps is a repeated refrain with a soloist in a cantor-like fashion communicating the bulk of the content. And so we will take another psalm. First we'll do Mwambani Yesu, The Rock is Jesus, in that fashion. We'll get it going. And then we'll get you going as well. Let's practice it first. Stand up and join us. Ready? You're getting the idea. Now we're going to add something to it. Very simple right now. You've got that memorized. Put your programs down. Okay. Just clapping. I know it's a lot, but you can do it. Don't confuse this with Pentecostal experience yet. We'll get there. Here we go. Ready. Mambani Jesu, mamba. Mambani, mambani Jesu, mamba. Mambani Jesu, mamba. Mambani, mambani Jesu, mamba. We're 2/3 of the way there. All right? And here's the fun part. It's very simple. I'm going to give you the easy dance, all right? Spread out a little bit here. We don't want to cause anyone to run into each other. Very simple. Just make a mirror of what I do. Step, 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 step. You can do it. That's it. Step. A little hip in it. It's nice. Step, step. You're awfully white. Okay. We're going to get it. One, two, ready. Mwambani Jesu, mwamba. Mwambani Jesu, mwamba. Mwambani Jesu, mwamba. Mwambani Jesu, mwamba. Who is the rock? Who is the rock? Christ blesses us. Christ blesses us. Christ heals our sin. Mwambani Jesu, the rock protects. The rock protects. Christ rescues us. Christ rescues us. The rock is Jesus. The rock is Jesus. Who is the rock? Who is the rock? The rock is Jesus. The rock is Jesus. One more time, and one more. I'm so excited. Have a seat. That was very good. There's one observation I'd like to make, just glancing over the group. A PhD does not help you in this, I just discovered. Psalm 136. Then we'll learn another little refrain. We'll teach it to you very quickly. God's love endureth forever. One more. God's love endureth forever. Now, in between each one of those, however, we're going to have the choir do four hums, etc. If you've heard any of the music from Graceland or the group, Ladysmith Black Mambasa, you will recognize some of the techniques that's similar in that style, okay? God.
God's love endureth forever.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for the Lord is good.
God's love endureth forever.
God is the God of gods. God is the Lord of lords.
God's love endureth forever.
Our God alone does wonders. God made the earth and heavens. God made the sun for day and moon and stars for night.
God's love endureth forever.
God stretched his mighty arm, brought Israel out of Egypt.
God's love endureth forever.
God conquered Pharaoh's army, led Israel through the desert. God conquered mighty kings and gave their land to Israel.
God's love endureth forever.
God frees us from our enemies, gives food to every creature.
God's love endureth forever.
Give thanks unto the Lord, the God of earth and heaven.
God's love endureth forever.
God's love. God's love endureth. One more time. God's love endureth forever. Praise aspect of the African services are much more involved than ours. Sometimes I think we hardly get warmed up before we move on to other things. I realized, for example, yesterday's service was a little bit long, but that didn't even count in African terms. You start around 10 o'clock, and if you're out by 12:30, consider yourself fortunate. So we'll try to keep on time this morning, but I don't promise anything. I'm on African time right now. Let us enter a time of prayer together. Jesu bolu shoma sinwa anfei karepupo fonje didarare Let's pray with these words from Jonah in Scripture, and then we'll hear the African prayer read by Mr. Apapa. Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the belly of the fish. I called to the Lord in my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried for help, and thou hast heard my cry. Thou didst cast me into the depths, far out at sea, and the flood closed around me. All thy waves, all thy billows passed over me. I thought I was banished from thy sight, and should never see thy holy temple again. The water about me rose up to my neck. The ocean was closing over me, weeds twined about my head. In the troughs of the mountains, I was sinking into a world whose bars would hold me fast forever.
You don't have to sit down. I just want to pray. So stand up. I'm in the belly of the whale. In the depth of these waters, my God, when I call, hear me. God, who hears prayers from the deep? I am the belly of the whale. Answer when I call. My God, my Savior, my Lord and my God, today, I want to tell you something. Today, I want to share my troubles. My Lord, answer when I call. Amen.
And hear these words of assurance from the final portion of Jonah's prayer. But thou didst bring me up alive from the pit, O Lord my God. And I will offer thee sacrifice with words of praise. I will pay my vows. Victory is the Lord's. This time we want to have you experience some of the choruses in the area where I had my time in Nigeria. You have the English translations there. I will start off and we'll sing it together with the choir and myself, and then eventually you'll get to come in here in just a little bit. Oju mi ti ri eti mi ti gbo ore nyu mi yo ma in holu wa logo oju mi ti ri eti mi ti gbo ore nyu mi yo ma in holu wa logo. Oh Lord, I have heard, I shall be always singing and praising your name. Oh Lord, I have seen, oh Lord, I have heard, I shall be always singing and praising your name. Listen one more time and then we'll try it. Oh Lord, I have seen, oh Lord, I have heard, I shall be always singing and praising your name. Oh Lord, I have seen, oh Lord, I have heard, I shall be always singing and praising your name. Try it now. Oh Lord, I have seen, oh Lord, I have heard, I shall be always singing and praising your name. Oh Lord, I have seen, oh Lord, I have heard, I shall be always singing and praising your name. One more time. Oh Lord, I have seen, oh Lord, I have heard, I shall be always singing. This is from the western part of Nigeria, where many of our Nigerian students are from. Yinka, Mr. Apapa, Sunday are all from this region, and the Baptist Seminary is located in the western part of Nigeria. The second chorus is from the eastern section, a little bit different sound. It has a little more harmony to it. Chineke Hidema, Chineke Hidema, Onye Keruwa Hidema, Hidema Nezi Hidema. Praise the Lord, God is good. Praise the Lord, God is good. Alpha Omega, God is good. Honor and glory, God is good. Praise the Lord, God is good. Praise the Lord, God is good. Honor and glory, God is good. Alpha Omega, God is good. You come with them. Praise the Lord, God is good. Praise the Lord, God is good. Alpha Omega, God is good. Honor and glory, God is good. Praise the Lord, God is good. Praise the Lord, God is good. Alpha Omega, God is good. Honor and glory, God is good. The difference would be we would sing those at least about 10 more times before we'd stop, but I have to respect the hour somewhat. Then the next one is back from the western region again. Oh Holy Spirit, come and give us new life. Oh Holy Spirit, come and give us new life. Without the Spirit's presence here, our faith is in vain. Oh Holy Spirit, come and give us new life. This one has a little bit different rhythmic feel to it. It's very typical of many of the Yoruba choruses. For us, at first, it seems a little bit confusing, but you get into the flow of it, and it works very nicely. Let me sing a line, and you sing it back. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and give us new life. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and give us new life. Without the Spirit's presence here, our faith is in vain. Without the Spirit's presence here, our faith is in vain. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and give us new life. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and give us new life. Let's try it together now. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and give us new life. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and give us new life. Without the Spirit's presence here, our faith is in vain. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and give us one more time. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and give us new life. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and give us new life.
faith is in vain. Holy Spirit, come and give us new life.
Very good, and then, who is like unto thee? Oh, my Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh, my God and King, who is like unto thee?
Oh, my Lord, who is like unto thee?
Oh, my God and King, throughout the earth, who is like to thee in honor and glory and mercy and holy, doing wonders, oh, my Lord and God.
Have you got that? We'll do it one more time. I think you'll catch it very easily.
Who is like unto thee? Oh, my Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh, my God and King, who is like unto thee? Oh, my Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh, my God and King, throughout the earth, who is like to thee in honor and glory and mercy and holy, doing wonders, oh, my Lord.
Try it now. Continue with those, but I think perhaps we should move a little bit ahead in our program. Let's see. At this point, I want to show you what I learned that I was most proud of, and that is my drum lessons on the Yoruba talking drum. If you go to the west part of Nigeria, especially the southwest part, you cannot escape without having experiences with the talking drum. I'm going to come over here so you can see a little better. It's called a talking drum because it has three different pitch levels to match the Yoruba language, which also is a very tonal language. You could say the same syllables, the same two-syllable word, and it would mean three different things according to the pitch levels of the word. Have I got that right, Yinka? Yes, Yinka confirms. I have to be very careful here, not to lead you astray. You get pitches like this. Can you hear the difference? Let's try that again, okay? That's a low one. A little higher. Do you hear it yet? Again, a PhD does not seem to be an asset in this case. That's okay. Starting to get it now? Yeah, okay. You had sharp ears, you can catch that. The Yoruba language is full of proverbs. I understand that a well-educated Yoruba man in the culture there would know at least 1,000 proverbs. Is that right? I read that in a book, Yinka, so it's true. and you would be able to use these proverbs in your everyday conversation and speech at appropriate places. They're a little bit like some of Ben Franklin's sayings, only they would, of course, fit the culture. Every once in a while, then, certain proverbs will be used for specific celebratory occasions, weddings and other kinds of events. If it's a funeral of a very old person who's had a long, good life, that will also be a very celebratory occasion. Births, and you may have some talking drums and some things of that. The talking drums were originally associated with more of the traditional African rituals, but gradually the Christians have adapted and used them as well with some of their sayings. I was invited to a wedding by one of the students to play the talking drum at the wedding reception. And that was probably one of the most exhilarating experiences I had while I was in Nigeria. In playing for this wedding, then, I would pick several, I learned several phrases appropriate for a wedding. And I was with a group of about 300 Yoruba folk. Within two or three beats, this whole group seemed to recognize what I was saying and started to speak along with me. Kind of gave you a sense of power. The thing I liked about it, I guess that I felt the most gratified about the chairman of the wedding. They have these kind of the leaders or the MC, we would call the chairman of the wedding, said, "Ah, this will long be remembered as the wedding when the white man played the talking drum." And then we could understand it. So I have here, Mr. Apapa is going to come and verify that I am playing what I say I'm playing, since I don't think many of you know Yoruba. Yinka, now you can verify this too. He tells me he doesn't understand talking drums, but we'll see. Okay, this is one I use at the wedding.
Because you write it down in basic language.
He wants me to play it all by memory. I'm not that good yet. Tell you say it in Yoruba and tell him what I said.
It's just like playing piano. You got it. It's okay. That's amazing. That's really amazing.
Thank
I think
you.
We need to incorporate
next
that.
Time you take a class to me, you get a very
okay.
Good
I do play. Olorun o wa pelu wa. That is, we thank God, God will always be with us.
Now I'm going to play a phrase, let him say the first word, Adupe, okay. And then I'll play it so you can hear how it relates. Okay, you come up close so they'll hear me, don't worry.
Okay.
So you're up here close so they can hear you. It's Adupe.
Mm-hmm. Adupe. Yes, sir.
See? Say the next phrase.
Olorun.
We'll just say the whole thing right there.
Okay. Olorun ko wa pelu wa. Adupe.
This is incredible. He's amazed. Thank you. Now, here's the next one. All right.
Did you hear that? Ewola oni yosi ba se fe ko ri be na lori ewola oni yosi. That's what you said. Can't miss that. That is wonderful.
Okay, don't
yeah.
You?
No. I'm just checking to see. You
that's
didn't
right.
Play that one for me before. Uh-huh. Why shouldn't we rejoice? You got it down here.
Yes.
Why shouldn't we rejoice? Things have happened the way we want it to be. That is, we thank God. That is excellent.
Okay, this is my favorite one.
It's unbelievable. I say, say to see. I say, say to see. Baba Seyita, Ause Misi, Ase Setunse. You know what's amazing? You didn't play this one. We didn't really practice. I just came in and joined them in here. You didn't show me. You didn't tell me you know how to play this thing like this. You put it down here. Do you know what you play? Ase Setunse. Let me see if we can find any. Voila, it's there. Voila. Ase Setunse. Baba Seyita, Ause Misi. Okay. Dore, what's that?
No, don't worry about that.
Okay.
Tell them what it means.
We will do more of this. We repeated. We will do more of this after we have finished this. Exactly.
Thank you very much. Well, when you had 300 people responding like that in a room, it was really quite exciting. Oh, please. This is an African tradition. You come right up.
Now, this is really breaking the tradition. You've never seen any chapel service with somebody just intruding into it, but I decided that I will come in and I commend him a great deal. He has done a wonderful job. This is a foreigner who does not, who did not understand our language in any way. It is tonal, and it takes a lot of skill, a lot of dedication to do what he has done today. Now, I wish we had had other people to play along with him, different sizes of the talking drums. There are some that are very small, and you can do a lot of talking with the very small ones. And then the ones that are the lead or the bass drums, they are large, and the voices are much larger than the one he played. And when all of them are combined with the things he played, I mean, it sounds normally very, very wonderful. So, Dr. Han, I thank you, I commend you. My name is Yinka Jola Osho. I am a Yoruba man, so I am very much impressed with all he has done today. Thank you, God bless you.
You have embarrassed me. Thank you. The music of Africa is making an impact in our culture, and our final two pieces I would like for the choir to sing are examples of this. You might say a synthesis of musical cultures. In this case, a synthesis of the traditional mass form, the Catholic mass form and text, with African styles. The Sanctus from the Missa Luba will be our first illustration of this. Holy, holy. Thank you. song before our final hymn is one that's become very popular, combining East African techniques with some of the Western style.
Saluti, in the same way.
I will let you take with you a copy of perhaps the most familiar hymn that has come to us from African continent these days, Fill Us With Your Love. We sang an arrangement of it earlier. It's on the back of your program. Let us stand for the benediction. You never close an African service without a very gracious benediction. May the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.